In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Just a brief word to begin with about our gospel. Just remember that the first term for the Mass was not even the Eucharist, the Thanksgiving. It was the breaking of bread. And so when we hear that Jesus was made known to the disciples through the breaking of bread, it was not an ordinary meal, but rather it is the sacrificial meal of the Church, which is the holy sacrifice of the Mass. So then, just as now, our Lord is made known to us through word and sacrament in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Good thing to remember, particularly because I think that it is true to say that there has not been a single Christian since the first generation of believers who has not thought to themselves, wouldn't it have been wonderful if I had been alive when Jesus walked the earth? Wouldn't it have been easier for me to believe? You know, I would have heard his words directly from his mouth. I would have seen his mighty deeds. I would have had that personal relationship with him. I've been ripped off because I didn't live back then. Every one of us has thought that, but it ain't true. The first thing we need to remember is that very likely, if we'd have been among the first generation of Christians, we would have been among those who ran for the hills when Jesus was arrested. We would not have been with John and the Marys at the foot of the cross. Likewise, we would probably have been like those two disciples who were downcast and who were slow of heart to believe all that the prophets had foretold. We would have thought, it's over, man. It's over. Game over. That's what we would have thought. We, in a very real sense, are blessed not to have lived back then, but to live now, where we know how the story ended. We know, in fact, that Jesus has risen from the dead. We never had to discover that. It was part of that which was revealed to us at the beginning. And it is not as if Jesus is any less present to us now than he was way back then. Jesus still speaks to us. The same gospel that Jesus preached, undiluted, unadded to, is preached to us now by our Holy Mother, the Church. If you don't believe that, then you are a crypto-Protestant. If you believe that the Church has gone off the rail, whether it be in the 70s or the 300s or the 1500s or the 1960s, you are a crypto-Protestant. Remember what our Lord promised St. Peter, that the gates of hell would not prevail against the Church. So that same gospel is preached to us today. Well, yeah, but Jesus isn't present to me. Oh, yeah? What do we believe about the holy sacrifice of the Mass? Body and blood, soul and divinity. He's present to you. He's present to you in that sacrament, just as he was present to you in your baptism, that he's present to you to forgive you in the sacrament of confession, that he's present in all of the sacraments. Yeah, but no buts. Jesus is as present to you today as he was 2,000 years ago. Now, will it be better in heaven? Yes, because the veil, and our Lord's presence was even veiled here on earth. His divinity was veiled behind his humanity. That veil will be lifted, as it was at the Transfiguration, but permanently in heaven. So yes, you can look forward to heaven. But don't look back to the first days of the Church. You know, that's an error that a lot of people fall into. It's a kind of romanticism that says, oh, everything was so perfect back then. If we could only turn back the clocks of time. And we've gotten into a lot of trouble by thinking we could do that. Because usually it's not the early days of the Church that we're returning to. It's our ideas of what the early church looked like, which is probably more like Godspell and Jesus Christ Superstar, which, trust me, the church, early church was not the 1960s hippies. It's more like that than the church was truly. The church is essentially the same, and Christ is present to us. So rejoice, just as the man who begged for alms could rejoice. Even though Jesus had already died and ascended into heaven, he might have thought to himself, well, missed that opportunity, I'm not going to get healed. And then St. Peter said to him, rise and walk in the name of the Lord Jesus. And he did. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.